In an extraordinary tale of survival against all odds, Roberto Canessa, now 70, revisits the harrowing experience of surviving a plane crash, two avalanches, and resorting to cannibalism, which is now the subject of a major Netflix film slated for release on January 4th. The film, expected to be a strong contender in the upcoming awards season, including the Oscars, brings to life the incredible ordeal faced by Canessa and his Uruguayan rugby teammates in 1972. The movie, titled Society of the Snow, directed by J.A. Bayona of Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, delves into the harrowing journey the young rugby team endured when their flight to Chile crashed in the Andes Mountains. Based on the book by Uruguayan writer Pablo Vierci, the film captures the essence of the survivors' pact and their desperate fight for survival in extreme conditions. Canessa, who was just 19 at the time of the crash, played a crucial role in their survival. He recalls the moment when they realized that no rescue was coming and they had to rely on their instincts and the limited resources available to them, which included making the gut-wrenching decision to consume the flesh of their deceased teammates. The film also highlights the emotional and physical toll of the 72-day ordeal in the Valley of Tears, where survivors faced avalanches, infected wounds, and freezing temperatures. Canessa and another survivor eventually embarked on a 10-day trek over the mountains to find help, a feat that only 16 out of the 45 on board lived to narrate. Society of the Snow not only revisits the tragic event, but also gives a voice to those who didn't make it back. Bayona's intention to tell the story with local actors in his native language adds an authentic touch to the film. Enzo Vogrinsic, who plays Numa Turcati, one of the main heroes of the story, describes the role as life-changing. The actors endured significant weight fluctuations and harsh filming conditions to authentically portray the survivors' struggles. The film has already made waves, being selected as the closing film at the Venice Film Festival and earning nominations at the Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards. As Spain's official entry for the Oscars, it has made the shortlists in several categories, including Best International Film and Best Visual Effects. Canessa sees the film as a metaphor for life's challenges and urges viewers to ponder their own reactions in the face of adversity. The movie's portrayal, though intense, is a toned-down version of their real experiences, he quips. With the Oscar nominations set to be announced in January, Society of the Snow stands as a testament to the indomitable human spirit and the power of resilience in the face of unimaginable challenges.